Princess Pip's Holiday by Sally Prue. Chapter 4. Riding the Dragon. Princess Pip and Daisy put on their shoes and picked up their backpacks. "I'm tired," said Princess Pip. "Very soon. I want to ride Dobbin. Are we nearly home yet? Why don't you ride one of the horses on that merry-go-round?" suggested Daisy. "Oh, no," said Princess Pip. "I'm going to ride that dragon." The dragon went very fast and there was lots of exciting music, but then it all stopped. Everyone got off.
"But we're still here," said Princess Pip crossly as she got off too.
"At least it wasn't boring," said Daisy.
"I want to go home," shouted Princess Pip.
"At least it was fun," said Daisy. "Everything is fun here because it's a fun fair." Princess Pip sniffed.
"What's fun about it?" she asked.
"I'll show you," said Daisy. They went down the roller coaster. Then they went up and down again.
"Ah!" yelled Princess Pip and Daisy.
"Let's go on it again," said Princess Pip. "Tomorrow, perhaps," said Daisy, who had gone very pale.
"But I want," began Princess Pip.
"Hello," said a voice.
It was the king. The queen was with him.
"Where's Princess Pip?" the king asked Daisy.
"Here," said Princess Pip.
The king and the queen stared at her.
"You can't be Pip," the queen gasped. "You're all dirty and you have no stockings."
"But I am," said Princess Pip and put on her crown to prove it.
"Look, it's me and I've found a place where the ground is made of gold. Come and see."
Daisy and Princess Pip showed them the beach.
"Good heavens," said the king.
"How wonderful. It's just the colour of money. What a perfect place for my sun chair," said the queen. The beach was a perfect place for picnics and games and races too. Everyone loved it. Then one day the king said,
"What a pity we have to go home tomorrow." Princess Pip scowled and she said,
"I don't want to go home."